and the devil won't go near it. That's the reason that people fear it, and it's good enough. Oh, give me that old time healing. I need that old time healing. I want that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will make you stop your lying. It will save you when you're dying. It will stop the devil flying, and it's good. Give me that old time. I want that old time religion. Old time religion, and it's good enough for. It's so good, I want no other. And it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good. Oh, give me that old time. I want that old time religion. Old time religion, and it's good. It's so good, I want. It's so good, I want no other. And it makes me love my brother. And it brings things from undercover. And it's good in. Oh, just give me that old time religion. I want that old time religion. Old time religion. And it's good enough for me.
Oh, praise the Lord. That old time religion, amen. It was good for our prophet. Amen. And it is good for us. Praise God. Y'all, welcome to the house of the Lord this morning. We thank the Lord. He has started a new week with us. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let's have a word of prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. What a beautiful day this morning. Oh, the sunshine, oh God, the breeze of life that is blowing. Oh Lord, we say thank you, God. Lord, we want to thank you for the week that has just passed, Lord. Oh, it was a wondrous week for every one of us, Lord. Through your grace, your protection, your loving kindness, Lord, you saw us through all our activities, O God. And Lord, how grace once again has opened the door for us this morning to begin the week. Oh, not in discos, not in stadiums. Oh, not standing in the ungodly ways and all. Walketh in the ways of sinners, Lord. But Lord Jesus, here we are, right in your presence, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Father, we want to say thank you, God, even as we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, now into your hands, even with our children upstairs. Father, it is your word, you are the altar.
Amen.
Bless your word, O God, and minister your word, Lord, as the living bread unto us. In Jesus' name we pray with all thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You are welcome once again. As we are standing, let's take our Bibles and let's turn to the Gospel of John. We shall read the 23rd and the 24th verses. John chapter 4. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him
must worship him in spirit and truth. Amen. Heavenly Father, yes, we are here this morning to worship you, God. And Father, how we need the Spirit, Lord Jesus, to worship you, Lord. Oh, the true way, oh God. Father, bless your word now. As we sit at your feet, oh God, speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yeah, last Friday evening, we all remember Pastor Andrew was talking about the hour that we live in. Amen. He was talking about the hour that we live in, and he put a question to every one of us. He said, what are you supposed to do if you see the hour that you are living in? Amen. What are you supposed to do? So the question was to every individual. And as I was going home, I know about an hour and a half journey to my place. And thank God, Brother Daniel was here, and so he was driving. And I had the time to sit back and relax, amen, and reflect on the question that was put to us. What are you supposed to do if you see the hour that you are living in? So I was trying to find any scriptural example that probably might help us to answer that question. What are you supposed to do when you see the hour that we are living in? Of course, brethren, you will do nothing if you are not under any expectation. Amen. You will do nothing if you are not under any expectation, because there is nothing in there to quicken you to do a thing. Amen. Now, let's come to our scripture now. One day, Jesus, together with the disciples, they were on their way from Judea to Galilee. Then Jesus said, I have need to go through Samaria. Why? Because someone was under earnest expectation of the hour that was to come. Amen. There was an hour that was to come, and this person was under earnest expectation, expecting that hour to come. Praise the Lord. And that drew Christ to where she was. You know whom we are talking about. Amen. So first thing, brother, my sister, you got to be under expectation for something. Amen. Expectation that something is coming. Something is about to happen. If you are under that expectation, then the word of God will come to you. As it drew Jesus Christ from what? His own itinerary of going to Galilee, he has to divert his course. Amen. To fulfill that expectation. And so if we are also under expectation that something is fixing to happen, then the word of God will come to us to inspire us. Amen. To quicken us. Amen. Amen. So this woman we are talking about, the woman of Samaria, this woman never liked the condition, the situation that she was in. That's one thing. Praise the Lord. We shouldn't be satisfied of the condition and the situation we are in now. Amen. Praise the Lord. This woman wasn't satisfied. See, she never liked it. The condition and the situation that she found herself in. And then she heard about what? An hour that will be coming. Praise the Lord. And that hour that will be coming will be a Messiah. And that when he comes, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him. And he will be anointed to preach the gospel to the meek. See. And more, he will be what? He will bind up the brokenhearted. So she was expecting that. That hour to come. Because when he comes, he will bind the brokenhearted. And he will proclaim liberty to the captives. She was under captivity. Amen. When that Messiah comes, he will proclaim liberty to the captives. And then open the prisons for those who are bound. And that's how she found herself, that condition that she was in. So she was earnestly expecting that day to come. Praise the Lord. Amen. Earnest expectation for that day to come. So that she will be set free. Oh, praise the Lord. So it was because of that promised word that threw this woman into that earnest expectation. Praise God. So one day, this woman went to Jacob's well, and she encountered a man she had never, ever seen in her life. But throughout their conversation, she was noticing something. She was noticing the hour that she was waiting for started unfolding before her. Amen. Let's go back and look at the conversation a little while. When she came to the world, the man was seated there. And the man said, "Give me to drink." And she replied, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" Real chick. You see. And she was expecting, as a Jew, to do what? To come out with a rough answer so that she will get opportunity also to vent all her frustration upon him. Praise the Lord. "You are a Jew. Why you ask me? Me of a Samaria, of water." Because the Bible says, for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Amen. But you know what? The man was calm. Praise the Lord. Really calm. And he spoke to her. "If thou knewest the gift of God." Amen. "If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith unto thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked him, and he would have given you what? Living water." Why? So calm. She wasn't expecting something like that from a Jew. No, 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 no. Praise God. So she was taken aback a little. But still, she had to what? Say something to what? To kick the man. So he said, "Living water? Thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then thou hast that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Are you greater than that Jacob?" Still the man, oh praise the Lord, received it calmly. And he answered, "Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Whoa. This is a different Jew. That's what she taught. This is a different man. Praise the Lord. So she said, sir, give me this water that I taste not, neither come hither to draw. Now she was calming down, praise the Lord, because of the atmosphere that this man had created, praise the Lord. It wasn't an atmosphere of what? Retorting also, replying the way how she spoke to him. No. So she said, sir, give me this water that I taste not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus said to him, go, call thy husband and come hither. Praise the Lord. Then she answered, I have no husband. Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly, my. She was really shocked. This stranger knows all about my dirty life, and he condemns me not like the other men do. Praise the Lord. Amen. He knows all about me, my dirty life, and yet he condemns me not. Oh, hallelujah. She could see that the hour that she was waiting for started unfolding before her. Amen. That when the Messiah comes, he will bind the brokenhearted. See, that he will set the captives free. He opened the prison doors. And here is a man knowing all about my dirty life, my sinful way, yet condemns me not. Then she said, sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Amen. She has now what? She was now sobered, humbled. Said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem that is a place where men ought to worship. See, now she was looking for an answer. Amen. She was looking for a place where it's right to go and worship. Then Jesus told her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. When ye shall neither on this mountain nor yet in Jerusalem worship the Father. My. Said, ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the of the Jews. Amen. Then the woman could see that it's necessarily not either on the mountains or in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Amen. But the worship is what? Is in the heart. Amen. The altar of God is the true altar of God is on the heart. Then Jesus said, but the hour cometh now is. Oh. When the true worshippers shall worship the Father in the spirit and the truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, yes. Now he knows that worship, praise the Lord, is not necessarily going to Jerusalem or on the mountains. But the true altar of God is in you. The kingdom of God is in you. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. The woman was now sober because she knew she was not speaking with an ordinary Jew or ordinary man. Praise the Lord. And she said, I know that Messiah cometh. I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. And when he's come, he will tell us all these things. Oh, praise the Lord. Then Jesus said, I that speak unto thee, I am he. Oh, praise the Lord. You could see the impact. The impact was so great upon her. Amen. She realized that she was standing right there before the hour, the very hour she had been waiting for. Something just moved her into action. Oh, my brother, my sister, if we also know the hour that we are living in, something got to move us. Something got to quicken us. The impact was so great. No more questioning. She has heard, but now he had seen it. Praise God. Amen. She was convinced and she was concerned. She was persuaded and she believed what was unfolding before her. Amen. To me, that's the that answer to the question that we received last Friday. What are we supposed to do when we see the hour that we are living in? I see this scriptural event, if not to be the appropriate answer, it's about what? The nearest to what? The answer that is what requested of you and me. Amen. That if we will be under earnest expectation of a homegoing, amen, and we see the hour that we are living in, something got to what? Quicken us. Praise the Lord. Something got to quicken us. Because, brethren, you see, when you stop or you leisure about, you give the enemy, the evil one, the opportunity to come in. Remember Eve. Eve stopped for too long. Just a short time that she stopped over there. That brought what? The fall. Amen. That brought the fall. But this woman did what? Immediately, the word came to her. She acted upon it. Let's act upon the word that we hear. Praise the Lord. Oh, just like Rahab. I love Rahab. Amen. Her reaction when she was told what the scarlet line could do, how it could save her and her house. Praise the Lord. And so the scripture said the very moment she let down the two messengers through her window, right away she what? She fixed that scarlet line. Amen. She didn't wait to say, when I see Joshua and the people coming, then I will fix the scarlet line. No. My brother, my sister, she thought, I don't know the hour that they will be coming, whether it will be morning, whether it be afternoon or it be in the night, as long as this is what will save me and my house, immediately I'm placing it there. Oh, to apply the blood, to be under where the blood covers the people. That's it, my brother, my sister. If we under expectation that there is a home going, and we see the hour that we are living in, something this world quicken us, praise the Lord, amen, to put on the word, amen, to fix our token. Because that's the only thing, when death angel passes, oh, it will go over you. Praise the Lord. Now before time reach, let's read something from the prophet here, Broken Systems, about the Samaritan woman. It said, she discovered that a scriptural fountain has spoken to her by a scriptural sign. Amen. A scriptural fountain has spoken to her by a scriptural sign. That's the voice of the sign. Amen. Praise the Lord. The voice behind the sign. Today we see the sign. There is a voice behind it, my brother, that we got to pay attention. And the prophet said, and she had been looking for a scriptural sign that she had been looking for. She left that Jacob's denominational system and never went back to it again, because she had found the real rock. Amen. That's one thing, my brother, my sister. She never went back to it again. She let go to let God come in. Amen. My brother, that's what the scripture says. As we see the sign or the time that we are living, the hour that we are living in, my brother, my sister, the scripture says, let's lay aside every weight, amen, and every sin that easily do besets us, amen, and run the race that is before us. Praise the Lord. Looking on to no one but Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. So the prophet said, when she saw that the hour that she was expecting had now been unfolded to her, praise the Lord, the prophet said, she ran into the city. Action. She was through with sin. Amen. I believe when straight away she went to the house, tell them, hey, please pack and go. Oh, definitely, yeah. She would tell, hey, you go away. I found a new husband, you see? Praise the Lord. How to what? Set everything aside. Kick everything that is sinful away. Oh, praise the Lord. So she was no more a foul woman. She said, come and see whom I have found, a man who told me things that I've done. Isn't this the very Christ? Amen. See, the cistern, Jacob's well, might have been all right, you see. It had served its purpose. Now she was at the true fountain. My brother, we are at the true fountain. The word, the message of the hour. Amen. The cistern had been all right until the true fountain was opened. But when the true fountain comes along, the cistern lost its strength. She found there is a better place to drink. Oh, is there any better place to drink than to be in this message? Oh, praise the Lord. Said she had the word of life now. She was stimulated He said it was like trying to put out a house on fire on a windy day. Oh, that's how we got to be. We got to be on fire. And what was fun in the fire? He said, there is something fun in the fire. Oh, that was what the fire of God. You can never put it away. Amen. The Holy Ghost in you, no one can put it away. And what is being, what is fun in it? You see, that spirit in you, the word that in you is being fanned by what? The Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. So, brethren, she left the Jacob's well because she had found a better place to drink. Amen. Brethren, if we all also will have that same endless expectation that we have a home going and we see all these signs around us, praise the Lord. Then we know that the time is very near. Amen. Let us be up and doing. Amen. And lay aside as this woman laid aside every other thing. Amen. And concentrate it on what she has heard. Do you love him? Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow down as we commit the main service into the hands of the Lord this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you for our Sunday school. And Lord, now we come to the main service, Lord. Father, this morning, oh, we have found that place, Lord. And our heart is full of joy, Lord Jesus. So, Father, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth this morning. And Father, how, Lord, we want to surrender ourselves to you. And even want to commit, Lord, our song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. The Lord, as they come, oh God, your Holy Spirit will sweep over them, oh God, and lead the congregation, Lord Jesus, oh, onto that place, oh God, where, oh Lord, our worship and songs and praises, Lord, will reach you, oh God. And Father, we pray that, oh Lord, even this morning, the word that, Lord, you have for us, O God. Your servant, O God, is waiting on you. Father, you know the needs of your people. Speak to us, O God. Oh, the Lord, you meet each and every one, O God, at the point of his or her needs this morning. Father, we pray that your word, O God, oh, will find a place in us as we commit your servant into your hands. The Lord, you use him as your mouthpiece, O God, and bring your word to us. We ask it all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you as we hand over to the song leader. God bless you.